This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The National Service Programme was put on hold this year to save costs up to 400 million ringgit and pave the way for a newly revamped PLKN 2.0 structure that will begin next March. Just to recap, the PLKN program began in 2004 with an aim to promote cultural integration and patriotism. Now, with more than 800,000 graduate trainees, Putrajaya decided it's time for new models to be introduced. The transformation pilot project has officially kicked off in Princess Haliza Camp in Sepang. Many have questions about the newly revamped structure, which is much shorter and includes a new phase with collaboration from other ministries. We managed to sit down with Datuk Nur Ehsanuddin Haruna Rashid, Chairman of Majlis Latihan Khidmat Negara, on a busy afternoon in between Parliament sessions to explain further on the new transformation.
We call it PLKN 2.0. The idea is mooted by Yang Amat Perdana Menteri to see that after 10 years of inception, it's high time for us to upgrade the module and add new elements. Last time, what we do is we draft 30% of the cohort. Every year we have 500,000 cohort, XPM leavers, and we will do 30% through random drafting. And through this drafting, 150,000, 90 to 100,000 will enroll in our 81 or 82 camps. We also listening to the request from the stakeholders, namely the parents, that after the program, there must be a follow-up programs. So the government decide to stop for 1 year, the PLKN, and during this 1 year, we'll do a lot of lab involving stakeholders from various segments, the academia, the children, the alumni, the parents, you know, from the government agencies, and the response was very good. And after that, we have a pilot project which is ongoing now in Princess Haliza Sepang. And when it's completion, we will have all the information required for us to start a new module which will commence in January next year.
For the selection process for trainees, is it still the same random selection, or how do you select the trainees that will participate in your program?
With this new system, we call it pre-intake profiling. We get the collaboration with namely Ministry of Education, where Form 4 and Form 5 students, the teacher already know that what are the inclination, what are they liking. So we start to list these students and we'll nominate them to attend the pending PLKN programs. What we intend to do is out of 500,000 cohort, we believe about 60, 70, 80,000 will enter university. So with that, minus 80,000, we have about 400,000 cohort, the balance, and we try to get the trainees from these numbers. With that, we reduce the administrative problem when some of them, if they are enrolled, when they get called for university, they have to leave early. So there will be a waste of space and opportunity for other people to attend. We are encouraging volunteerism, and hopefully by 2019-2020, we hope to have 100% trainees come voluntarily.
The newly revamped structure is now shortened to 2 months instead of 3 months, yeah. Correct? Do you think this is enough time for them to achieve their target?
Yeah. Last time we have only one phase, which is 12 weeks. Now we will have phases. The pre-phases is the pre-intake profiling, which is we engage with Kementerian Pendidikan. The second phase is the 8 weeks training program in the camp. So we will focus more on character building, unity, volunteerism, enhancement of the knowledge of the Malaysian mosaic. And then we have the third phase. And this is the special part, because third phase will be range from 3 months to 24 months. This is where we call it a gateway for career enhancement. After the 8 weeks, they are given a chance to enter, I think, about 40,000 space. Currently, we provide about 20,000 placement for follow-up TVET program, vocational program, career enhancement program, training program, involving in so many areas for oil and gas, automotive. So they have chance to enroll in this training institute to enhance their marketability once they finish the training. Means they can go into job place. Over 400 agencies, government agencies, providing placement for these training opportunities.
So they have a certificate when they complete, yes, the program, and they have the option to enroll in IKBN?
Yes. In fact, all the program under the purview of 400 agencies are all certifiable. by government, and after that they can easily enroll into Malaysian Automotive Institute, oil and gas activities. These are all certified. Some of them can even go to level of diploma and degree as well.
I'd like to talk about the trainers of PLKN. Some concerns have mostly been about the treatment of trainers to the participants. So how do you screen your trainers now?
Before this, the trainers are mostly on a contract basis. We know on contract basis, the turnover is very high. So the government have decided that this time around, we will convert from contract to permanent staff. With this, we hope the trainers will undergo the necessary requirement for them to be a permanent staff. And with that, we will ensure that they are properly trained, are better remunerated. And with that, we hope we will address that issue of quality and also the commitment from the trainers.
Dato', there were some critics who believe that the idea of PLKN is a failure, that it should just stop right now. So what do you say to that?
And I've been the chairman for the last 2 years. I'm amazed and surprised at what sort of level integration and unity that we have achieved the last 10 years. And also the number of alumni that leave, about 800,000. I think probably this perception persists because there's no real follow-up programs for the alumni. But this is where I think the message is not transmitted well to the public, to the shareholders. What happened is a lot of activities which is good, but maybe we did not manage to deliver the message widely to the public in a way that PLKN deserve. And a lot of elements that gone through PLKN, for example, unity, patriotism, there's marked increase in the level of tolerance within them. That's why I think it is good that we are engaging in the publicity and branding and the commission exercise so that the parents, the people will know. And this is a precursor that what's going to happen in future if the generation unable to mix together in a way that they should, then it's not good for the country. But this message has not been able to transmit well into the public. What is more being picked up by the media, for example, death. We have 21, 22 deaths. Out of that, I think only 2 deaths is caused because of fighting internal, but the rest is natural death. Some of them, even the trainee themselves, not aware of it. Maybe this is due to the intake filtration mechanism that was in place earlier. So that's why we want to mitigate this issue. You know, whenever they come, we already know their history, whether they're sick or not. And then, for example, like fighting or even some harassment, you know, we must take into perspective that we have 800,000 alumni. We have 21 deaths. Every death is one too many. But it's quite impossible for us to say that this is will not be any fatality in any camp in this manner with this volume. You know, even if our children, if they are outside, you know, they are exposed to all kind of danger as well. For example, youth are playing rempit, motorbike rempit at night. But if they go in, they are more disciplined, they have capacity building, they understand each other. So the plus point is so much, but we are unable to disseminate it to the people. But what is being picked up is this issue. I think it's quite unfair to PLKN. For example, pregnancy issue. I think it's quite ridiculous when you say somebody suggests, why don't we do a pregnancy test? Well, I mean, this is the problem is only one or two. So this we must put in perspective. But having said that, we are very serious about safety. And that's why we enhance the schedule compliance many times and improve their facilities.
Dato', overall, what do you hope the participants will learn from this experience?
They learn a lot. I mean, my children, when they go to PLKN, my own children, they go on volunteer, you know. He went there, volunteer. So they say, Papa, I said, this is the best experience he has. And after that, he go to his own training with other friends, go to jungle or not, survival on their own. And before that, he was at home playing computer or not. I think there's a marked difference after he attended the PLKN. I believe so. This is the same to all the parents nationwide. I also believe in order for our country to prosper, the most important part is unity. All the different races must have high respect for each other. They must be able to live together in harmony because that is the basic tenets of our country. We are multicultural, multi-religious, multi-language. So that is the reason more for us to have such program. And even our children, they don't have this opportunity to go to camps. Let's say they go to university, to Canada, Melbourne. If they come from a vernacular school. So they lost the opportunity to bind together within this melting pot of Malaysian society. And must remember, the best investment in your future for our children is education, yes. But for Malaysia, I want to add one more. The best investment for our future is unity, that we must do it today. Because we must inculcate the good tolerance in our youth today. And no resources should be spared.
That was Datuk Nur Ehsanuddin, Chairman of Majlis Latihan Khidmat Negara. I'm Aisyah Tajuddin reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.